Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I can't get no satisfaction. No, I can't. But good morning to everybody. Last night, Inter Miami. Not a great. And by the way, nobody expected it to be great in the first half. But end up scoring the first goal. End up losing, though, to Orlando City. 2-1. And we had something like, I'm guessing, whatever you thought of it, there were a lot of eyeballs on it, probably the most eyeballs on a game that maybe the MLS, honestly, if you think about it, has ever had. Even their championship games, I'm guessing. I don't know if you guys disagree, but there's a chance there were more people because it was the first thing to kick off. We were talking, remember, months ago, who would kick off first, who'd get their season going and be able to work around the coronavirus and get two teams to play against each other. And it ends up being the MLS and Inter Miami and Orlando City. So I'm guessing, and they were talking about it before, like there's a good chance that this is going to be the most watched match we've ever had for people just looking to see something that's live, that's a team sport, what's it look like. And so I'm guessing it was good. Listen, you know, a little more offensive game. Would have been better, but got something back. It was great for Inter Miami last night to be able to get that first game. Think about what they've been through, guys, before we jump into everything around last night. They've been waiting for years. The Moss family has spent more time legally trying to get stuff done in one location, and then another location, and then trying to get mayors and commissioners to get on their side. And years and years and years. I don't know how long David Beckham been trying to get since he found out he was getting a team. How long has he been trying to get something down here, right?
Early 2010, 11, 12, right around there, right?
I think it's been 7 years that he's trying to get something going here. And finally, they get ready, and before their first home game, the coronavirus numbers explode, and everybody shuts their sports down. They play two games. They're both on the road, right? So now they finally got to sell out at home, 19,000, and this happens. So last night had to be – I was thinking about those guys, the Moss family, David Beckham finally getting a chance to see their team play. So it's been a long time. The start of the game – 8 minute and 46 second demonstration was, I thought was pretty powerful. Very quiet and very powerful seeing that kicking off sports as well. So, a lot of different stuff last night. And I'll be curious to see. And I'm sure you're going to be people said, man, that sucked. I mean, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I tried it last night and it was really hard to watch. I'm sure we're going to get some of that. If you're not a big soccer fan, I get it. I really do. I don't know what you guys thought about last night.
Well, it is hard to watch when there's not a lot of scoring. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world. I mean, I'm embracing it because it's Inter Miami more than anything else, and I'll be rooting for Inter Miami. But yeah, if you're watching, you know, specifically for, you know, excitement and stuff like that, you got no scoring, you know, for 45 minutes, you know. So yeah, it's it's sometimes a hard watch, but it is what it is right now, and this is what you got with soccer. I wouldn't say it was the most exciting thing for the first half, and I watched after the first goal by Inter Miami. I was very excited about that. That was nice to see, but after that, it's, you know, it is what it is. Still soccer, but it was Inter Miami, so it was nice to watch it because of that, and that's it.
What'd you think, Woody, last night?
I mean, Joe, that first 45 minutes wasn't, you know, the MLS wasn't sitting there doing cartwheels over that, obviously.
Right.
It was. I found the whole product to be relatively difficult to watch. But my main takeaway from it was this is going to be really cool when the NBA plays because they had all those mics on the field and you could kind of hear everything.
Right.
And like Zach said, it is soccer, so it's not really my thing. But, yeah, I think the NBA is going to be awesome if they can have a broadcast similar to that.
So you were watching last night going, yeah, not too far away from this game. The NBA guys will be playing their basketball games. So
that was my main takeaway, and I think I actually texted right. Zach that. I was like, wow, this would be really cool when this is basketball.
Right. I was just about to say that. Right after about halfway through the first half or whatever it was, the text from Danny was, NBA is going to be so sick if it's like this with all the mics. Like, that was the hottest take I got last night out of that, watching soccer. Hollywood's, wow, hopefully the NBA does this with the mics.
Well, anyway, that was game one, and they're going to be having games going on here, minus what, two teams that have gone home. We know Dallas went home. I'm guessing Nashville is on its way home as well after they got hit with it. And
Joe, we got a match at 9 a.m. this morning. We got live soccer
this morning.
Oh, we do.
We got more matches. Okay.
Right.
All right.
New York and Philly this morning at 9 a.m. Right.
All right. That's we'll be on the air. I'm going to not be able to watch it in here. But
yeah, I bet you're hurting over that, huh?
No, right. I'm not. I'm not hurting at all. But listen, man, I know what those guys put into it. Trying to get this thing going. You got a lot of people, too, that are just shut it down. You're not being fair to the athletes. And what are you doing? And, like, well, what are you doing? It's how these guys make a living. And I think, like, oh, it's dangerous. What are you doing trying to get this going? It's impossible. How about giving some people some credit? All we want to do is bash every professional sport with the thought that there's some rich guy behind it, everything, and pushing everybody to get things going. I got news for you, man. I think most people, yeah, they're a little scared. But most people at every level of a team, including the players, front office, they want to play. This is how they make a living, right? So I don't get all the bashing that comes from, the NFL's trying to get going. It's like, well, it's no different what they're trying to do right now. Yep. Whether they're trying to finish their seasons, play a shortened season, trying to get some entertainment. And to be honest, nobody wants to get left out. One league shuts down and the other ones keep going. You look like a complete ass clown.
Right.
You can say whatever. Oh, I applaud the team that's not playing, looking out for their players. Listen, man, the players have a limited time. This is not a lifetime job. You got a limited time to play these sports. You want to make money. Not everybody makes $10 million a year. You want to make as much as you can. The leagues, you know, and this is what really pisses me off. Like, well, you don't think these leagues are doing everything possible to make it as safe as possible? You think they're going, yeah, let's get a couple of those guys sick with the coronavirus. I never really liked that guy. Let's get somebody sick up there to clean his room. Come on, man. Like, I don't know what people think. Of course, you're getting the best products, the best health people that you're hiring to help you and learn more about the coronavirus and keep your players as healthy as possible. They're all doing this. Even the college, the universities right now to the NFL. And, you know, it gets down to, all right, this is kind of a good chance for me to kind of rip the sport I don't like or whatever your image is of a certain sport, but they're all trying to keep their teams healthy. You think Ohio State or North Carolina, who had to shut their workouts down because it exploded at their universities, you don't think they were trying to be healthy after everything that's gone on in these voluntary workouts? Yeah, I just get a kick out of it, you know, with all these people speaking on behalf of why don't you talk to more of the players? Why don't you see how many players really want to shut it down? Why don't you get a vote and find out how many guys really want to shut this down for the year? That's not the question. The only question is money.
Right.
It's not the coronavirus. I mean, the coronavirus comes into play, But for a lot of these guys, it's like if we had the money versus coronavirus, the money topic wins every time.
Right.
Well, Joe, you're around it. Let me ask you, if you polled the Dolphins, how many players do you think would want out?
We'd be like the Marlins, not too many.
Right. Well, you're right about that.
How many Marlins who, for either older guys getting their last chance to play, I feel like we do this with the Marlins all the time, either guys at the end of their career who are now going to get a chance to maybe get their careers going or show they can still play, or just a bunch of guys making minimum with a minor league, major league contract that want to get on the big squad because they haven't made money. And this is a great opportunity. Like, we, you know, one thing about the Marlins, great opportunity for somebody to get their career going. And if you get good, you're a showcase for somebody else down the road.
Right.
So, and I think the Dolphins in the same boat. There ain't a whole bunch of Dolphins making a whole lot of money. And those rookies, they all want to play. I think most people are trusting the teams that they're doing the right thing. Trust me, when they get over there and they see all those things, they're going to go, holy crap, what's going on, man? The new protocol here at camp is going to be that way everywhere.
But just to get in the building, right. Yeah, exactly.
I think most guys in the NFL want to play. Listen, have I heard some guys go, yeah, I'm a little concerned? Yeah, of course they're concerned. Does Tom Brady look concerned? Do any of these quarterbacks have been throwing for 2 months with 10 guys look concerned?
Not necessarily, right.
So I just think there's more of that. Listen, you know, I that was a high end, the quarterbacks that are out there throwing all the time. But the low end guys, hey, part of it is not only this is what they do, but they want to make money. They're on a squad. They've been drafted by a team. This is what they work for. They're gonna want to play, and they know it's at stake. They know it's out there and everything else. But yeah, I just love riders that sit back and just decide they're gonna blast all these leagues for trying to get going. And people are gonna go, well, you're selfish because you do sports. You just want to have stuff to talk about. Yep, you're exactly right. Good call by you, smart one.
Yeah,
brilliant call by you, smart one. Yes. Right. I've been very open about that.
Right, of course that's a case.
So anyway, look, I don't know if it's doable. I don't know how this is going to end in a month.
But they're going to try.
2 weeks.
Right.
We're going to give it the All-American try, and I got no problem with the All-American try. Look, it's very simple. If too many guys get it, they got to shut it down. If it spreads, and we have seen this thing spread like wildfires, man, out in California. It spreads like those fires that every time it gets dry, and it's always dry in California. It's amazing. What's left to burn in California, man? Like, I'm thinking you've burned up all of Southern and Northern California. There's nothing left. Where can it possibly still burn? Oh, another 1,000 acres. Like, what's left? What's left? Everything's burning.
They'll my find parents, something. Right.
Yeah, my parents, it's a little smoky. I go, Mom and Dad, what's left? Right. Everything around your town has been, you know, these fires from Paradise to up in the Sierras. It's been crazy. All right. Now you got me going too much coffee, too early in the morning. Couldn't sleep last night. Got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning. Boy, I will say one thing. Just going through, I know you guys have seen this, and we talk more about it off the air than on the air because we try to stick to sports. Between the phone and social media, it has turned into a real shit show out there, boy. I'll tell you. You are seeing the dark side of a lot of people. It's incredible. It's incredible. And by the way, it's CEOs. A CEO sitting there starts ripping Asian family, telling them to get out of there. Like, a CEO in a Bay Area company?
Yeah.
Like,
it's ugly out there, Joe.
And then the guy's doing some kind of apology. There's no apology needed.
No.
This family was having a birthday party, and this guy was sitting there by himself. I don't know if he had a couple of wines or popped something in his mouth that said, here, take this. You're a racist pill.
Right.
The guy starts blasting. He comes out with this. I don't know if he can fire himself from the job, but.
If there's a board of directors somewhere, maybe, yeah.
I'm just scratching my head with the late apology. Like, it was just so blatant and nothing even there was there to even cause it. It wasn't a bunch of kids screaming and yelling. It was a bunch of grown-ups.
But, Joe, after that comes out of somebody's mouth, even with a quick apology, late apology, any kind of apology.
Oh, no. It ain't the first time.
Right. Come on. I mean, you got to understand that when someone comes out with that much blatant hate out of their mouth or out of their lungs in a one-time situation, you think that was the only time?
Listen, man, I've told you. If you cheated once and you go, man, can you believe that? I cheated one time and I got caught.
Right.
No, you didn't just cheat one time. I'm talking as a first-hand cheater, and I didn't cheat just one time. So, I you got to try something different on me.
Right.
You know, I'm going to roll my eyes when a guy comes in and go, man, I just once. It was just this one time, Joe.
No, just once.
What do you mean once? I've been out with you. I've seen you out. What are you talking about? You're just like a super flirt? Come on.
Right.
That video is pretty bizarre, by the way, because if you read the backstory on it, apparently he had said those things first, and then the family took out their phone and started filming the guy, and they basically asked him to say it again, and he doubled down and was like, all right, that's fine. And he saw that they had the camera out, and he stopped for a second, and then he's like, all right, I'll just do it.
The power of the phone with a combination of social media, which the phone stuff is put onto, whatever your favorite is, part of social media, everybody's got to go to, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or whatever else is out there, you guys. I'm limited on all the social media stuff.
You're doing pretty good so far. Yeah.
But, it's all right, you're done. You're fired. Oh, you screwed up. Oh, people looking at you differently now. Even your white friends are going to be looking at you a little differently now. Don't be expected to be going to those parties.
Have you seen one of the videos now where the people are like basically squaring off and both has a phone in their hands and they're like holding the phones up at each other?
Right. Videotaping each other. Oh, you're going to videotape me? Yeah. I'm going to videotape you. Right.
They're like in a fight. They're holding phones in front of each other's faces. There's one at a hardware store that was doing that.
Right.
Yeah, man. We are living in some crazy, crazy times, man. And, It's about as ugly as I can remember right now through everything that we're going through, and the coronavirus has added more stress and tension to so many people being out of jobs and blame game, and then it goes to, I hate to bring it up, but the mask has been in the middle of so many of these things I'm talking about right now. The mask has different meaning to different people. It's so funny. I just look at the mask and I'm just trying to wear it to stay alive. I put the mask on when I'm around. First of all, I haven't been going out much, but when I do, I put the mask on if it looks a little shady, a little shaky. Mm. And I'm just looking out for old number one to stay alive, man. I mean, very selfish, right? You know, just to, and not give it to anybody else. And yet it's got such meaning to so many different meanings to so many different people, what it stands for. And I think most of us, I think I speak on behalf of most of us, we just want to get things back to normal, right?
Yes.
Get your life back to normal. This is, this has been a gut check, man. 3 or 4 months at home. I said last night, man, listen, I know you three want me out of the house and back to normal. Talking about the three women I'm living with, and I feel the same about you guys, man. I've seen way too much of you, and you've seen way too much of me. I get it. We love each other, but every little comment now, little comment explodes now, man.
Right.
Hey, we got to go to break here. When we come back, we're going to have Drew Rosenhaus join us. Drew was on late yesterday and was powerful. Wait till you hear what he has to say about Patrick Mahomes' contract. And some other stuff going on in the NFL and the NFLPA right now is they're trying to work out on some safety issues as well. So one of the biggest agents in professional sports will join us when we come back. Got a big show for you coming up. Mayor Jimenez is going to join us later in the show. We'll talk about everything going on. Speaking of crazy stuff down in Dade County, we'll jump into all that as well. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Never too early in the morning going, Chevy so early in the morning. Yeah, I call it a Chevy breakfast early one, man. Because when you talk about Chevy and the new look, especially the new Tahoes and Suburbans, fantastic. They got more space. You're going, what? How can they have any more space than they had before? But then you get into some of the other SUV family members that we have, like the 2020 Traverse. Boy, it just makes every drive so worth the trip. whether maybe this weekend you decided to drive down to the Keys or drive up to Orlando or something, or just take a nice long drive and go someplace, this midsize SUV is spacious enough to accommodate a big old family. Doesn't matter. You're going, hey, this thing got smaller. How come we still have so much room? That's the Chevy way. The 2020 Equinox SUV, smaller yet. It's a small SUV, but it's got everything you need. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer, sexy and begging for you to take a drive. What are you waiting for? If you ever thought about switching over to your South Florida Chevy dealers, now's the time. We got locations everywhere, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
All right, Joe, a little update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. New numbers came out yesterday. The new numbers will come out this morning at 11 a.m. Florida now up to 223,783 COVID-19 cases. Miami-Dade up to 53,974. Broward's got 23,781. Palm Beach, 18,231. And Monroe, 427 cases of COVID-19. There will be a new emergency order taking effect tonight at 12:01. Well, it'll be Friday morning at that point for Broward County.
Thanks.
Right. To make sure I got that out there. For Broward County, a new emergency order will be out there. Broward restaurants will be facing new rules. We'll get into all that in the next update coming up. Also, this update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, airprosacrepair.com.
All right, Mayor Jimenez will join us. Speaking of COVID-19, at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll talk to him for a few minutes about everything, including some of the hot topics right now that everybody's trying to figure out what the hell's going on in Dade County, which kind of sets the tone, really, for all of South Florida. I feel like Broward and Palm Beach kind of play off whatever, and I always look forward to see what Dade, who's been hit by far the hardest, my God, for counties. It's hard to imagine too many counties having bigger numbers right now than we're seeing in Dade County. So anyway, we'll jump into more of that stuff. Last night, Inter Miami loses 2-1. First team to get back and be part of a team sport after months off. They end up losing 2-1, losing stoppage time actually in this game. And I don't know how many of you watch. I'd love to know, 305-567-0560. How many of you, even if you're not a big soccer fan, said, hey, ESPN's been promoting it, starts at 8 or 8:30, whatever it was last night when they finally started. Let me give it a shot and see what I think. So let us know what you thought about having your new soccer team playing. Boy, they've been through a lot. My God, their story is, you couldn't make all that stuff up. I think Beckham was looking for a location, fighting cities and commissioners and mayors and powerful people in town. What the hell is that, Mathis or Matheson family and
right.
Key Biscayne? That old grumpy bastard was looking all over, and he was blocking everything just about everywhere. I didn't realize the family owned everything everywhere. I thought it was just control Key Biscayne, but whatever it was. So they've been all over. And then they finally decide we're going to play at Lockhart Stadium for a couple years till we get this going. We want to get. They put this thing up, it seemed like overnight, the Moss family. And they're days away, just a couple of days away. And they go, nope. We're going to have to shut it down. NBA just got hit. We're all getting hit. We got to shut all these sports down. So before their home opener, they first home opener, and they have to shut down. So finally last night, I was kind of glad for the Moss family and David Beckham and everybody else that they finally got to play that game. So if you did watch it and you have some thoughts about last night, let us know. Again, that's 305-567-0560. If you want to text us, give us your thoughts on that. Basketball, most of the teams, not everybody, but most of the teams and most of the players are there. They're going to play. Getting practices in. Was it yesterday they started practices, or today they start practice, and rotating in and out of all these gyms? By the way, how big is that Disney World sports complex?
Right.
Between soccer, baseball, football, and basketball. I mean, is there a bigger facility in the United States? Like, if somebody needs something big, they're blowing out all the cities going, nah, you don't want to go down to South Florida. Just come to Orlando. We got everything. I mean, we how many fields you need? We got it.
Right.
It's crazy.
It is huge. Enough to hold all these people. And I believe that they are, what, the teams are going up, or they're one by three yesterday, a couple more today. You're going up there getting tested and then having to sit in your hotel room for a while. I know that the heat of two practices scheduled for over the weekend coming up, but it is crazy. Imagine getting there off the bus like the heat did yesterday, testing and right to your room, and you cannot leave that room. Like, that's
Quarantine and practice, right, man. That's what right. It's going to be. Quarantine and practice. That's the world we're living in right now. Once you get started, they're going to try to lock it down as much as right. they can. And while you're talking about, just think about this. The NHL and NBA are doing that, quarantine and trying to find safe places, although the NBA might have jumped too quickly to Orlando. The NHL, they go, hell no, we're going to wait. We're going to wait and see the two safest places in a world that's not very safe right. with the coronavirus and go from there. So they're going to quarantine and play their games and finish their season. Can you imagine? And I just don't know how this is going to work, because think about it. We got players worried about other players quarantined and playing, that they won't follow the rules, especially the teams that feel like they won't be in the tournament very long, the playoff tournament. Can you imagine? Baseball is going to play and then go home at night. The visiting team will go back to their hotel.
Right.
And the home team goes back home. Can you imagine? How's that going to work? Honey, who was here today? I told you. We don't know where they've been. Your friend's wild. She goes out. Like,
right.
I mean, it's just, and you're going, okay, well, if you think it's going to work. And then you take it a step up. The game called football, college football, where they're cutting their numbers, I believe, to under 100. For when they finally get started, and the NFL's cut their rosters usually at 90. They're going to cut it down, I guess, under 80 for this camp. And you're going, well, how's this going to work? And you're thinking, well, I don't know, but voluntary workouts for college football haven't been a real big success so far for the players coming back and working out together. North Carolina, Ohio State, the latest programs to have to shut it down because of numbers. Some schools are giving out their numbers. North Carolina had 37 in their whole program. Ohio State just shut down and pulled to Miami and said, we're not giving out numbers. But obviously, if they're shutting things down, it's bad. It's not one or two players. So that's where we are, man, during this crazy time of get as many games in. COVID-19 is now going to be part of our injury report every night. It'll be a special. COVID-19 has hit the NBA with 17 players after week one of the playoffs. And you're going to have to give the names. My God, if the guy's not playing, you can't like, oh, we don't want to tell you why he's not here. Oh, we know why he's not playing. So the Miami Heat left two players at home. Pat Riley, no surprise, didn't travel with the team. And he should stay home. That's where we are with all this stuff. The other story, when in doubt, go to Patrick Mahomes, who we just heard Drew Rosenhaus talking about without really ripping directly Lee Steinberg, saying, I think most agents were really disappointed with that contract, that it didn't have more guarantees, basically, on it to start with, instead of the 140 of the 450 that you're going to see, plus the incentives, plus year to year. And I stand with what I said to Drew. Listen, if he plays well and he stays healthy, I guess bottom line for him, he's probably going to play well. Like the guys that usually play well, and we gave that list, their careers have been pretty much they play well every year, right? I mean, they may throw a few more interceptions, but there's 10-plus guys in the league. You know who they are. I could start at the top and go Brady and Breeze and Aaron right. Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I could just move down by age. Ben Roethlisberger's in there. They're all going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and they've all had really good careers. And if he plays like that, and, of course, he got to stay healthy and not have a career-ending injury or one that takes 3 years to rehab back from and you're looking at the injury going, you probably shouldn't come back. You almost lost your leg or something. Patrick Mahomes is going to get that money. And I know it's not guaranteed. I know it's not the other professional sports. They're all guaranteed. Every dollar is guaranteed once they sign it. But I look at Patrick Mahomes, and the part that everybody leaves out, instead of getting on the agent, he came out and said it was my uncle and my dad that said right. I should sign a – they wanted to see me get a long-term contract. He's obviously close to him. He's got a close family. And they said, just go get it all at once. You like it playing here. You like what they're doing around you and the weapons they're giving you. You got one of the best tight ends. You have the most explosive wide receiver. I started to say, I don't want to get into debate about who's the best wide receiver, but he is the most explosive wide receiver.
Yeah, I think that's reverses. Fair to say. Right, yeah. Right.
Short passes, overall track speed. He runs by everybody.
Nobody dude's nickname is the Cheetah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Nobody gets a hall pass when he takes off. He runs by everybody like they're plow horses going over to Calder Racecourse track and trying to run in the race. They have no shot. So as long as they keep weapons around them, Andy Reid is kind of the cool coach right now. Everybody – and by the way, good for Andy. Andy's always been the guy that everybody kind of – likes playing for, right? You've never heard – I don't even remember T.O. who's ripped everybody. I don't think he ripped Andy Reid. I think he ripped everybody else, but I think he really got on Andy Reid because he put up big numbers in Philly too. So guys like playing for him. The system works, and he looks like he's pretty jacked up. So whatever it was, Patrick Mahomes pulled a little bit of a Tom Brady, except looks a lot happier, and said, this is where I want to be. This contract's good. Let's go with it. And if I don't get the whole 503 and get in the fours, I'm good. That'll be more than enough money for my family, my parents, my kids, my kids' kids. You can go a long way, I guess, when you start talking about that kind of money. Right. You ever thought about where we're headed in sports with potentially where the money's going, especially right
crazy.
Now
right.
in the NBA and the NFL? The NBA recently got a new contract in the last couple of years. The NFL's getting ready to get another one, and Drew talked about this. Where are those contracts headed for the NFL, with or without fans? Listen, and no fans means more people watching on TV. I wonder where that's going, man. I can't even imagine. Drew brought up, like, in the next 8 or 10 years, I don't know. I mean, the contracts, it's hard for me to imagine they double, but whatever it is, another 40 or 50%
right.
on those huge contracts were these salary caps. Maybe Mahomes' deal will be a bargain down the road, but it's hard to imagine. And I never thought I'd see athletes making $40 million a year. Now, all together, we got a bunch of athletes making overall $100 million a year, which is mind-boggling. I remember when Tiger was the first guy to make $100 million a year, mostly in endorsements, besides he was dominating his sport. But now we got, Federer does it. LeBron's right at $100 million. And the two right. soccer players that we always talk about, Messi and Ronaldo, always right at 100. They make 100 every year. No matter what, whether we hear about them or not, no matter where they're playing, Real Madrid to some other place, they're getting 100, right? They're always right there. Did you ever think we talk about athletes making base salaries of $40 million for their season and making $100 million a year?
That's a lot. No.
To endorse whatever amount of products it is that they're doing. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff that we want to jump on here this morning. We got football. We were talking about this. I guess everybody knows. No OTAs, no mini camps. Maybe 2 preseason games. Maybe no preseason games when it's all said and done. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about how it might affect the Miami Dolphins and which young guys you think are going to make a big impact. We'll have that coming up next. But first, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership. Oh, I always talk about it. 2 homeless facilities that are doing unbelievable work. So much more than a bed to sleep, family together, and a bite to eat. So much more, man. I've been talking for years now about Chapman Partnership, and they do more than just provide a warm meal, especially in times like we're in right now. They're changing lives daily in our community by empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. Now, during this uncertain time, as we all face this stinking COVID-19, we need your support now more than ever. For a limited time, when you donate $250 for a one-time gift or as a monthly sustaining donor to the life-changing programs at Chapman, you're going to receive an inspiring Hope Lives Here yard sign to proudly display on your front lawn. You can feel good about that sign because you're helping homeless families who are going through a really hard time. And with those homeless families, we have hundreds of kids living in our two Chapman partnership facilities. Funds raise support enhanced services and programs to the most urgent needs of families and provide summer enrichment at the center for students, and they need it. Listen, a lot of them trying to get their work done and keep up with the rest of those kids. You really can make a difference. Join me at 560 as we help support families at Chapman support their home from our homes. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org and click donate to your Hope Lives Here. It makes a big difference. Get your yard sign. Make a difference. Help us out. Just a little bit can change a life today. Let's support their home from our homes. Be a part of Chapman Village.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.